We've got a pair of seniors from the Twin Cedars girls track and field squad joining us right now here on the Marion County PM Sports page, Brooke Duncan and Cassidy Swain. And first of all, to each of you girls, thank you for your time. Looking forward to talking to you.
Thanks for coming.
All right. Well, as we get things started, clearly going to talk a little track and field. It seems like you're poised for having another good season. As I mentioned, you girls are both seniors. Brooke, I'll go ahead and start with you. One of the things that we had discussed before this interview is that it's been a very successful track and field career for you, and you're hoping to continue that now here as a senior.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully winning conference again this year. We have good numbers out, and we have a bunch of good sprint relay teams and sprinters.
Cassidy, as you look at your career here at Twin Cedars, how have you seen things progress? What's made the ride enjoyable for you?
The number of girls on our team makes it pretty easy to enjoy track, and we all know how to get along and have a good time with our coach.
Now, as far as seniors on the squad is concerned, how many seniors do you have in this class?
Probably about 6 or 7.
And this is probably, that's been a core that's been together now for the whole time, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Ever since junior high.
Well, Brooke, you'd mentioned wanting to get another conference title this season. What do you think it'll take, and who are the challenges going to come from?
We kind of lack a little in distance. We need to get stronger in that. And our throwers, we should have good throwers because they've been throwing since junior high. And our sprint team is really advanced because we've been running together for 4 years at least.
Cassidy, as far as the rest of the Bluegrass Conference is concerned, who are some of the teams that usually give you a good challenge and will probably be tough again this season?
Normally, Lamoni and Melcher is usually our biggest competitor.
Well, I wanted to talk with each of you two about the events that you're running this season. We talked a little bit beforehand that you're both members of relay teams, so I guess I'll just ask each of you individually. Cassidy, I'll come back to you. What are the events you typically run?
I normally run in the shuttle hurdle relay, the sprint mid, and the 4x1 and the 4x2. And this year, I'm going to be running the distance mid.
Okay, so a change there. Why the change for the distance mid?
Plug seems to think that I'm going to be a 400 runner now.
All right, a new challenge. We're going to talk about that in a second. Brooke, for you, what are the events that you typically run in?
It kind of depends every meet, but mainly I run 4x1, 4x2, sprint mid, and distance mid. Sometimes he'll stick me in the 4x4. I don't know why he does that, but I guess he has his reasons.
Well, it seems like we've got a couple question marks for each of you on running 400 meters. Brooke, out of all the things that you compete in, which one is your favorite?
Definitely the 4x1. It's faster paced, and I just get chills when I run it.
Very exciting. And Cassidy, for you, how about your favorite?
My favorite's probably the shuttle hurdle relay.
Now, I mentioned that running the 400 being a bit of a challenge. Why is that not a fun one for you?
Because I don't really like running anything over 200s, but Plug seems to think that I'm good at it, and I'm not sure why.
Well, Brooke, it sounded like you were in the same boat. What is the reason that you don't like the 400 meters?
Well, normally I just got done running the 4x1, and usually I'm dead tired after that, so he'll stick me in that and expect me to be the anchor, and I'm not very good at 400s. I just can't sprint that long.
That's a great point, though. That's something that you commonly run up against in track and field is depending on the course of events at a meet and how much time you have between, it really dictates where you're able to put yourselves. When you talk with your coach, do you kind of get a say in where you go as far as a meet is concerned?
No, not really. He has it all planned out like weeks before. He just doesn't tell us what we're running.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, Cassidy Swain and Brooke Duncan right now joining us, a couple of seniors from the Twin Cedars girls track and field squad. You've mentioned your coach, Dennis Verplug, a couple times. What is fun about him, Cassidy? What do you enjoy?
We never really have a serious practice. He is always joking around with us and knows how to have a good time, and he likes watching us hurt ourselves. So anything that causes danger to us, he thinks is funny.
Now, I can't think that's entirely true.
It is.
Well, one of the other things, he apparently likes spontaneity because he didn't let you know that I was coming down to talk to you until I showed up. So he does definitely throw you some curveballs, Brooke.
Yeah, he does. Like, he'll say, oh, we're going to have a hard practice. And then he'll probably say, oh, just stretch and jog a couple laps and then go home.
You'd mentioned earlier we just talked about your ride as a senior on this team. Talk a little bit about your teammates, not only the ones that are in the same class as you, but also some of the younger girls and what they bring to the team.
The juniors, they have Ayla Crosby. She has gone to state, so she helps us out a lot. And there are a few other girls in the class that help us out in relays. And some of the younger girls are good in distance, so they'll help us out there. But like I said earlier, it needs to be stronger still, but they're working for it.
Cassidy, when you talk about some of the younger girls, what do you try to do to help some of those freshmen and sophomore along?
Just tell them that even if they don't think they can do it, they can. And even though Plug puts them in a race that they might not want to be in, they'll end up doing good at it.
Well, I wanted to take a moment. We'll actually step away from track and field a little bit. Just talk a little bit about what you girls are like individually and what you do in your own time. Cassidy, what are some of the things that away from school and school activities that you enjoy to do to fill up your time?
Usually I just hang out with my friends and go to their house and watch movies and stuff, or go out to eat. Normally just drive around, stuff like that.
Favorite restaurant?
The Mexican restaurant in Knoxville.
Nice. I think that's Casa Grande. Yeah. It's a good selection. Brooke, for you, what are the things that in your spare time that you like to do?
This fall I played fall ball with the Outlaws, and that took up a lot of my time. But when I'm not playing softball, I like to go shopping with my friends and family, just hang out around the house.
Go to El Casa Grande?
No, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Very nice. We had talked a little bit beforehand about some of the plans for after school. Brooke, you're planning to continue playing softball, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. I plan on playing softball at Marshalltown for 2 years and then transferring to Iowa.
Very exciting. And then Cassidy, for you, you've also kind of got your postgraduate plans mapped out as well.
Yeah, I'm going to attend Indian Hills, and I'm going to see about playing some volleyball there, but I'm mainly going there to be in their nursing program.
Well, the school year is going quickly. Cassidy, as you look at what's ahead on the calendar, what are some of the things left yet before graduation that you're looking forward to?
All the track meets, and we have softball going on, and we're going to start up with that here soon, and some dance team stuff going on.
Same thing for you, Brooke. What are some things left on the schedule that you're excited about?
I'm definitely excited for senior trip. I'm excited for my last season of softball, and I'm excited to get this track season started.
Senior trip, where are you guys headed? Do you know?
Ozarks.
Ozarks. All right. And how long are you down there?
3 days, I think.
Very good. Well, you mentioned you're both excited about getting the track season going. Let's go ahead and kind of bring things full circle. You've got your first competitions coming up quickly. What are you anticipating most about that first meet of the season?
Just coming out and showing everybody that we still have a lot of talent on our team and proving to them that we can be conference champions again.
Now, right there, Cassidy sounded like she had a little bit of a chip on her shoulder. Is that kind of the approach this team has taken, Brooke?
Yeah, we know we can do it. We just have to push ourselves to do it.
All right. Well, girls, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. It was fun to talk to you both. See, I told you it wouldn't be so bad, right?
Right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot. Cassidy, thank you.
Thank you, too.
Once again, Cassidy Swain and Brooke Duncan joining us right here on a Marion County PM Sports page. Stay tuned. We've got more on the way on KNIA KRLS.